Track 5. Should the United Nations be reformed? And if so, how?
The world currently stands at a crossroads, and it appears that the United Nations, UN, is the only organisation which can help it go in the right direction. As Ralph Bunche argued, the United Nations is our one great hope for a peaceful and free world. Certainly, since it was formed in 1945, the UN has been involved in many important diplomatic incidents, such as the Korean War and the Cuban Missile Crisis. However, in a recent global poll, more than 70% of respondents said that the institution needed reform. The word reform can mean different things to different people. To some, it means small changes to the existing structure, whereas to others, it means radical transformation. This essay will argue that, although the UN still has an important role to play in the 21st century, in diplomacy and in other areas, it does need to be reformed. As such, this short essay will examine future changes in three key areas: the environment, peacekeeping, and economic equality. The last 3 or 4 decades have seen significant environmental changes in many regions. Global warming has been a major problem area, with many countries' average temperatures rising every year. In the future, there is an increased likelihood that some countries will experience drought and famine. The UN must do more to try and achieve global agreement. The world needs international policies which have teeth, and the UN must ensure this happens. In my opinion, this has not yet happened because countries put their own interests first rather than the global interest. In terms of peacekeeping, the UN has seldom been busier. In early 2015, there were 16 peacekeeping operations throughout the world. This is a clear indication of the concerning events of recent times. Although these operations have been relatively effective, a number of them have also experienced controversy. New leadership and new ways of working are required in an increasingly uncertain future. Again, it is the UN's job to find solutions. Lastly, regarding economic equality, recent history suggests that the world is becoming a less fair and equal place. In 2015, according to Oxfam, the world's richest 1% of people owned 46% of the wealth. It is predicted that by 2020, they will own more than half. Clearly, this is not an acceptable state of affairs. The UN should do more to support developing countries and help their economies to grow. The strategies implemented so far have not worked, and they do not seem the best strategies available. In conclusion, it can be said that the world is facing many crises, and solutions are desperately needed. It appears that individual countries are unable to make these changes, and only the United Nations is capable of doing this. With regard to the environment, it should try to get international agreement on future strategies to combat global warming. In addition, it should re-examine how it conducts peacekeeping. Finally, it should provide as much support as possible to developing countries. Although this essay has only looked at 3 specific points, the same would be true in many different areas.